Thunder Media.
On this episode of Inside Motorsport, we hear from Harry Jones and Marcus Flack, two of the Carrera Cup winners at the Australian Grand Prix last weekend. I hope you'll stay with us.
Welcome back to Inside Motorsport. Tony Whitlock, I'm here at Albert Park. It's in fact day four, and I'm standing beside and behind Harry Jones' Porsche, number 12. Harry, welcome back to Inside Motorsport.
Thank you very much.
It's great to have you here, and you had a particularly successful weekend, although the last race wasn't the best one.
Correct, yeah, we had a fantastic weekend. It was the opening round of Carrera Cup here at Albert Park, and we took pole position in the first two race wins, and then the final race, yeah, we were in the lead and then got bumped off, but still, you know, came home third place. So, yeah, we made the most of a sort of a bad situation, but yeah, overall, we still won the round, and it's been a great start to the year.
Okay, you're a Jones, no relation of Alan or Andy or Brad or anything.
No,
any
no, none of that, none of that. I stand on my own, that's for sure.
You're Queensland Jones.
Correct.
Your father, Peter.
Yep.
Has owned lots of illustrious cars.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about, you know, how your father got into motor racing. Where is his from normally?
Yeah, so he's always had a passion for cars. He raced before I was born, and he actually had an accident. Broke his back in a Formula Ford and hung up his boots a little while ago. But yeah, basically he got back into the sport when I turned 14 and got a Formula Ford again. And that's actually how I got into the sport. Him and I went to the track together, learned how to drive a race car. And yeah, basically I fell in love with it from that day on. And since then he's had a pretty cool collection. He's got a couple of supercars in the workshop. He's got the Garth Tander 07 championship winning car.
Yep.
I've got the Todd Kelly, the sister car to that one. He loves his Group A M3s, so he's got one of them, the JPS livery. So yeah, it's been a pretty awesome few years of motorsport for me, getting to drive some pretty special cars and meet a lot of awesome people, and to now be here racing.